God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you in the name of your wondrous Son, Jesus. Now, Lord, we just ask that you take this time, God, that you allow us to trust you to stir up the gift, praise God, to awaken, Lord Jesus, that you could come today. We thank you, Lord, for that wonderful truth, the promise of your coming, Lord God. May we be loving that appearing. May we be looking for that moment. God, help us as a people to understand the moment that we live in. That we would lay a hold of you. The beauty of that cross. That God, the joy that you saw before you, that you endured the cross. God, help us to recognize the beauty that you've set before us today to win you. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for this time. We thank you for hearts that love you. Break up the fallow ground this morning. God, let us be attentive to your wooing. Lord, may your Spirit just anoint. May you increase our faith, allowing you to anoint each and every life in this word. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would turn with me today, we're going to 2 Peter chapter 1. And we'll begin reading in verse 2. That's 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. And the Lord has brought my thoughts back to this passage, and for those who might think your thoughts back to, well, that's what we're studying on Wednesday nights. So there's your plug. Get in here. But we'll pick it up here in the second verse of 2 Peter chapter 1. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given us unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as I was reading, the Lord encouraged my heart how often I hear, whether it's from others or whether it's from myself, brothers and sisters, those words, I'm going to change. Things are going to be different. Got your attention. Whether it be a more moral life, that's the virtue we're speaking of here, or maybe knowing God more, or Lord, increase patience or temperance, or Lord, help me to be still and to know that you're God, or Lord, just increase the love of God in my life. And how wonderful, how marvelous all those things are. And yet so often, even though I hope, brothers and sisters, I'm giving you my testimony, maybe you're there too. But even though I hope that things would be a little bit different, even though I'm absolutely sincere before the Lord and saying, Lord, I want this change, the feeling seems to fade so quickly away and I return to the same old me. And really the only thing that's changed is maybe I'm just a little bit more disappointed than when I began to want the change. Now, brothers and sisters, we hear a lot, and I'm thankful to God we hear a lot, about immersing ourselves in the truth, about saturating ourselves with the Word of God. And to that I say, oh, a big amen. But brothers and sisters, may we never forget, and really never forget, the overwhelming simplicity And that faith is the victory.
Amen.
It's just faith is the victory. That faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. That it truly is all by grace through faith. That none of these blessings, brothers and sisters, that we're reading of here today, none of these, whether it's the virtue or the patience or the temperance, none of them will ever be realized until we have the faith to believe. The Word works effectually. The fruit abounds abundantly in them that believe. And so simply, in them that believe and have faith in the love of God for them. It's in that love. It's in the love that will never let you go. It's absolute confidence in the love that put Him upon that cross to die, to become sin for us who knew no sin. The Lamb slain. There is nothing that He ever did wrong. And all He did was love me.
Yes, hallelujah.
And that's the confidence, brothers and sisters. That's what God is leading me to understand. Son, it's faith in my love for you. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, faith does come by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God, we know this. And the true meaning of this verse, brothers and sisters, is faith comes by the preaching of the gospel. You can wish upon yourself. You can want all the faith. You can think that you can live a good life and that's going to give you faith. But the Word of God tells us very clearly that faith comes by the preaching of the gospel, and specifically, brothers and sisters, the preaching of the necessity of faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, in case you haven't heard, it's faith as a child. Really? It's faith as a child. And that gives me hope. It makes me so thankful because it's not faith in my ability. It's not faith in my knowledge. It's faith as a child. It's the whosoever cometh to God must believe that He is faith. And you know, by the grace of God, I'm getting so thankful because I'm realizing He's just that. That I just come to You, Lord, and I say You are, and You are everything. Hallelujah. And every time I come in there, I'm full. And I'm overflowing. Praise God. Because You deliver. And You deliver it right on time. And You deliver it in such abundance every single moment. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I will not leave that out. But he that cometh to God, brothers and sisters, must believe that He is. Amen. Faith. We talk about it a lot. I'm so thankful that the Word of God tells us to lay hold of Him. To have that faith. The just live by it. Without God, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We read in Hebrews that faith moves mountains. We know that faith parts the sea. We understand that faith is what obtains the promises. That faith stops the mouths of lions. That faith brings me strength in my weakness. It causes the blind to see, but more importantly, it causes me to see.
Amen.
It causes the lame to walk, but more importantly, it increases my steps. It gives me boldness in Him. Faith, praise God, allows the dead to arise. But you know, most importantly about this faith that I'm just rejoicing in Hebrews 11:35, it tells me that even by faith, if I'll lay hold of all of these exceeding great and precious promises, that it can even give me a prior or a better resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah, what faith can do. Hallelujah, where faith can bring us into the things of God and how it sits us at that table. And praise God, I know You're there too. But hallelujah, I'm seeing the table just for two, and it's a feast.
Hallelujah.
And it's beautiful. And I look across at him, and he looks across at me, and he says, "Thank you, son. You're pleasing my Father." Isn't it a wonderful thing to please God? And it's impossible to please God without faith. And I'm so thankful for a Father who loved me so, that gave his only begotten Son. And he gave him so freely, so mightily. And oh, wretched man that I am, and I know the wretched man that I am. Some people said, "Oh, well, you know, when they saved me, when God saved me, he didn't save a good young man." Well, and some people would say, "Well, Jess, when God saved you, you were a good young man." No, don't even go there. Oh, wretched man that I am, and oh, wretched man that you are. We were apart from God. We were dead in trespass and sin. Do you realize the love that came down to save us, brothers and sisters? And that wonderful love, hallelujah, I'm laying hold of it. And it's given me faith and confidence and boldness that I do not care what this world throws at me. By the grace of God, I'm just going on.
Amen.
I'm saying, "Thank you, Jesus." Brothers and sisters, we live in the greatest time of faith there's ever been. And it's the truth. And we need to know that. He has given us the faith to believe Him, that He is preparing a bride for His Son. And she's going to be there in glory with Him. And matter of fact, the Word of God says that she is going to have His glory. That she is going to have His light.
Amen.
That she is going to be beheld by Him, by her side. And He is going to make known to all that He has loved her. And they're going to come down and worship before her. Now, where's faith taking you today? Huh? That's the faith, praise God. That's the boldness that I want to receive for my life. Brothers and sisters, not to draw back in any unbelief, not to not come boldly into that throne. I'm telling you, I want to go right in there and get it. Because God is wooing me and He's wooing you today. And today is that day. And you're in season this moment. And He's dealing with your heart right now. And He's saying, "Come unto me. Taste and see how good I am. Taste and see how mighty my love can be in your life." Praise be to God. And it is all because of His wondrous love, brothers and sisters. It's summed up in two words. But God. I love that. How could we ever get away from that? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope you use that every single day of the week because you need it.
Amen.
The enemy coming at you. Oh, look what you did. But God, see. Now you can use "Behold the Lamb." But God been springing out a little bit quicker.
Hallelujah.
I'm realizing how much I need Him. How immediate His help is. Saves me from myself. Apart from God, I don't know where I'd be, but sometimes He gives me a glimpse of truly the tents of Kedar in my life. Oh, what God can do. I hope we see the need for God today, brothers and sisters. I hope you see the need for God in your life today, brothers and sisters, like you have never seen it before.
Amen.
Really. Praise the Lord. What a prayer to have. But see, but God came in. And yes, the Word of God tells us that we were so dead in trespasses and sin. But God came in and offered us a Savior. And but God came in and one moment of faith, praise the Lord, I became companions, as it says here, with Him in His divine nature. And He then freely gave me everything or all things that pertain to life and godliness. Listen to the Scripture. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. And yet, where are we looking for life and godliness today? Come on. Well, I think I'm going to find a better life here. where I think I'm going to find a better life there. You're only going to find a better life right there. Right there. That's it. And you already have it. See, that's the thing that's just so mind and heart boggling to me, is He is. He's all sufficiency in all things, that I would abound in every good work that He's already foreordained. You see how all these things keep fitting together. He saw you in ages past. He gave you a specific path. We know that. Full of all these good works. Truly to win His best, because He's given you that message. To receive His Son as bridegroom. Man. Man. I can see the reality, praise God, in our lives today. Hallelujah. So the question is, brothers and sisters, are any of these things lacking in our life? Come on. Are we after a full reward? Amen. He's going to reward His children, absolutely. Praise God, to be a child of the King, that's a reward. And He's going to reward every single one. But are you looking for the full reward? Huh? You know it. Come on. God's been preaching this to you because He loves you. He saw your heart in ages past. You have the very potential to receive the high calling message. That's exciting. That's unbelievably amazing. I see kids. I've got kids that are getting into high school now. And I see them get excited about what college they get accepted in. And as you know, I'm so thankful. If God has it for you, go get it. It's a wonderful thing. As long as you don't leave your first love. You can be robbed from God's best by anything if you let it. From the gutter, as Brother Hill used to say, with a bottle in your mouth, to even being in the CEO in a boardroom. And in today it's all coming forth, isn't it? Who's more wicked? Well, I'll let you answer that one. It's a truth. But they get so excited about thinking, well, I'm going to go to Harvard. Or I'm going to go to Stanford. Huh? And I see these kids. And great to have aspirations. But how about that you're in a place today and you've been counted worthy to receive? Let this be reality to you. Come on. God is speaking to you that you can receive to be the aristocracy of forever. Now come on. Yeah, this is it. Be about God's business and about what God wants for our life. He'll turn that. See, you start focusing and concentrating on that love of God and what God has for us, and all of that stuff starts to fade away. It truly is. The Word of God always is true. Where your heart is, I'm going to tell you, where your affections lie, where you're setting your sights to, let me tell you, if that's in the heavens, it's going to be right there with Him. Hallelujah. And that's what He wants for us. He wants us to have our hearts set in that realm. Praise God. Now, we know, though, the Word of God tells us if any of these things are lacking in our life today, it's just because of our unbelief. Oh, yes, it is. It's not because of situations or circumstance or any of those things. It's because of our unbelief. He said it to us already today. He said He'd be our all sufficiency in all things. That we would abound in every good work. Praise God. He's already got it there. That we're lacking nothing. So what it comes down to is I'm not believing Him. And what I want to do is I want to believe Him more and more. And praise God, He's going to bring me trials and temptation that I'm going to need to believe Him more and more and more. See, I'm realizing that He gave me children. And He did. And I got to believe Him more and more. You know why? Because those are like little separate individual lives. And the older they get, they're really separate and individual little lives. But you know, He even showed me is when I held my son in my arms, he was a separate and little individual life then. And praise God how He's increased my faith. And I'm trusting God more and more. And the enemy comes in and says, oh, well, you should worry about this and you should worry about that. And I say, oh, no. Because greater is He that's in me, and greater is He that's in my sons than he that's in the world. And you know what? When He's got you covered, you're covered. They can be in the midst of a fiery furnace. They can be in the lion's den. And they're more safe than you sitting in that pew right now. Do you know that? Hallelujah. Oh, the confidence God can have His children put in Him. Now, I want you to stay with me on this, and we're going to close this up. You see, I don't choose to be a moral man. I know that's shocking people out there. What did you just say? I do not choose to be a moral man. Nope, by grace I yield. Amen. I want you to get the difference here. There's a difference, and it's a big difference, because grace will win it. Grace will give you the victory, and it's there for you to lay hold of. So I don't choose to be a moral man. I lay hold of that grace. And as I lay hold of that grace, it's amazing what happens. He causes to will and to do of His good pleasure, right? Not my good pleasure, His good pleasure. And then this new man, this spirit man, is excited because it's His good pleasure. Because that's the man that you are. You don't get that sometimes. I don't either. I'm not my own, Lord. I'm Yours. When You died for me and I accepted it, I'm Yours. Amen. Amen. Now, let's go on. I don't choose to just jump right into understanding. Even though you'd like to, and I would too, and I've heard it over and over and over. Well, if I just understood. No. It doesn't work that way. We are just called to believe that He is, and then bang! It's wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Amen. It's everything. In those words right there, God is everything to us. Yeah. It is something to get excited about. It is something to praise God about with a loud voice. And maybe for a long time. But it is precious and so exciting. And the same thing, brothers and sisters, with patience and temperance. Think of it this way. It doesn't come by being a milquetoast Christian. Now, did you hear that? Well, I'm just going to sit there and just sit there. No. You move with God. And He may have you be still and know that He's God. But you know when you're still and you're knowing that He's God, you're moving with God. Yeah. See, He can move you when you're still. Huh? Oh, yeah. Go ask Philip. Go ask Brother Paul. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Yep. This is God we're talking about. But we don't get this patience and temperance by being milquetoast. It comes through trial. It comes through willingly suffering for His name's sake. Brothers and sisters, this is anything but a passive life. It's the truth. And you know it. If you've been a Christian for any length of time, if you have any desire, any fervent flame burning in your heart, you know it's a fight. And you understand when God says to be that good soldier. Endure hardness. It's coming. We know it's coming. Praise the Lord, it's coming. When God has allowed us to stand and withstand and having done all to stand, I'm telling you, that's the time I go. Sometimes I do. I'm just being honest. Because you know what? When we stand like a Daniel, you're going to have to enter into a lion's den, aren't you? Praise God. Those three Hebrew children, when He gives you the ability and the privilege and the opportunity to stand and to suffer for His name's sake, get ready for the furnace. But I ask you, brothers and sisters, is it worth it? Amen. See, are you convinced? See, that's the joy that's set before you. That's the joy that's set before me. God didn't disguise anything for us here, brothers and sisters. He told us it's going to be that way. He knew that cross was there in ages past. He knew that with His wonderful Father. And He was chomping at the bit all the time to get to that place, that He would be on that cross. Because He saw beauty, truly beauty, in the joy that was set before Him, that would inspire Him in love to endure and to become sin for me who knew no sin. Now that's the same power of His might, brothers and sisters, that He's offering us today, that you know what, we can endure. Yes. And endure it willingly. And a big one here. And joyfully. Do you think that He can even give us songs in the night, dear brother? I think He can. And I know there were some songs in the night that all of us had to have. But I was even thinking today, I have a sweet brother-in-law. He had a birthday and the Lord had him on my heart. I was thinking, you know, gave those brothers songs of the night in Vietnam. His brothers and sisters that he's given songs in the night over there in the Middle East. There's brothers and sisters that he's given songs in the night to that are having great battles with their children right now. That are going through great battles with their spouses. Maybe they went through a divorce. Maybe there is a home going in the family. But He gives you songs in the night. Oh, yes, He does. Oh, yes, He does. It's faith in believing, brothers and sisters. I'd like to close with a little testimony here. And it's not mine. I like to give others testimonies. I like to give mine too. But I received such a blessing in my dear sister sitting down there. And a sister that by the grace of God, the Lord saw that heart in ages past. And I think of how she's gotten up at times before and given the testimony how God had brought her out of religion. Can you imagine? See, I want God to bring you out of religion. I really do. And He set her on a throne, praise the Lord, to receive His very best. And there she was the other day, and it was precious. She gave the testimony that she was singing at her home. And she was singing, Lord, I believe, and Lord, I receive. Oh, how precious. And how thankful I was to take that on my little spring break with me. In my head and in my heart, Lord, I believe, and Lord, I receive. And you know what? There was something that she wanted for an awful long time. And she was singing that, and you know what happened? She started singing and speaking in the tongue of men and angels. Got filled with the Holy Spirit. Such a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. And as she said, it was loud, and it lasted a long time, huh? And you know what my prayer for her is? Don't ever let it stop, sister. Don't. Why let it stop? Praise God. Letting that fullness of His glory and abundance, let it just sing through you. I'm telling you, instead of listening to that stuff in the car, listen to Him just speaking through you. Hallelujah. He can do it. Praise the Lord. He'll drive that car. You know, praise the Lord. But there she was. She'd wanted that for quite some time. And there was the simplicity of it all, brothers and sisters. Lord, I believe. And Lord, I receive. It is. It's faith like a child. And praise God, the God of all grace and mercy brought her that comforter to fulfill the very will of God, that now she could grow up into Him in all things and be led into all truth. Isn't that a marvel? Well, why would it be a marvel? It's just the will of God. And if there's a heart, He'll bring it on. And praise God that He does that. But brothers and sisters, I do want you to know this. See, godliness is not speaking with a big loud voice and a low tone like you maybe think Moses did. It might not even be reading or carrying around a Bible. Could you imagine that? You know what it is? It's knowing and living the love of God. And that's what it is. It's that simple. It comes down to the simplicity of faith, the simplicity of believing Him. I am thankful for all of the understanding and wisdom and knowledge that God has given. But if I don't believe it and live it in my life, that's the love of God. Do you understand? That's the love that has to be applied with it. It's never going to work effectually. I'm finding it. I'm finding that in all thankfulness and humility, brothers and sisters, that I'm not my own, I'm His. And that I'm crucified with Christ. Isn't that a wonderful thing? I don't even live anymore in a sense. Hallelujah. But I do live. Hallelujah. And the life that I now live, what? I live. Oh, hallelujah. I live. Praise God. I live. By the faith of the Son of God who loved me. and gave Himself for me.
Hallelujah.
So in that, brothers and sisters, I know that I have all things. You have all things that pertain to life and godliness. What do you think, huh? You think you can believe Him for that? Do you think because He's brought that to you that you can see just a little bit more of His love today? That I can say, Lord, I can see that and I want to believe You more and more and more. God, help my unbelief and help me to go on. Help me to come forward. Help me to embrace You. Help me to fall right at Your feet. To be still and to know that You are God. To become that worshiper. And in that, all I can say, brothers, is thanks be to God. Oh, what the grace of God can do. Amen.
Amen.
What the grace of God can do. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You again for Your wondrous power. We thank You for that wondrous blood of Jesus. We thank You for the wonderful Holy Spirit that is dealing with lives here today. Lord, help us not to go out from here today until we really receive the infilling and fullness that You want us to have. Lord, help us to come boldly to this altar this morning. If that's what You have for these lives today, don't let us delay. Let us come boldly, Lord. This is a wondrous time of a throne of grace that You've prepared. You've been so faithful to this meeting, Lord. Let us be thankful for brothers and sisters that love the truth. That God, that we would come, Lord Jesus, in the wonderful unity of the Spirit, being knit together in Your love. God, all the fullness of God is here. And we're thankful that You're bringing it. We ask that You would just continue to allow us to see Your great love. In Jesus' name, amen.